This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, IMEMC.org, for April the 5th through to April the 11th, 2008. Israeli Prime Minister and Palestinian President met this week in Jerusalem for peace talks, while Israeli army attacks and the siege on Gaza Strip have left 24 Palestinians dead this week. These stories and more coming up, stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent actions in the West Bank. I am EMC's Mary Smith with details.
On Friday at midday, the villagers of Belin, a village located near Ramallah in the center of the West Bank, along with their international and Israeli supporters, conducted their weekly protest against the Israeli wall Israel is building on the village land. After the Friday prayers, the protest marched from the village towards the gate of the wall that separates the villagers from their land. As soon as the protest arrived to the gate, the Israeli troops stationed there showered them with sound bombs, tear gas, and rubber-coated steel bullets. A number of civilians were injured, including an Israeli journalist called Israel. The man sustained wounds to his leg after being hit directly with a rubber-coated steel bullet. Jonathan Bullock, an Israeli peace activist, witnessed the attack.
During the demonstration, he was standing next to a couple of other journalists. Only photographers were standing there, far, pretty separate from all the rest of the demonstrators. And he was at some point just shot with a rubber bullet from very close proximity. And the rubber bullet penetrated his thigh just above the knee.
The Israeli army prevented a number of Israeli peace activists to join the Palestinian residents of Al-Hadr in their weekly nonviolent protest against the construction of the separation wall on their land on Friday at noon. Eyewitnesses told IMEMC that troops stopped the Israeli activists and took the keys of their cars at one of the entrances of the village and informed the activists that they will get their keys back only if they are going back to Jerusalem. Coordinator of the Local Committee for Popular Resistance in Bethlehem, Samir Jabbar, said this is an attempt by Israel to prevent solidarity with the Palestinians in their just struggle to end the Israeli occupation. Sources stated that around 150 Palestinians and internationals protested near the southern entrance of Bethlehem area. The protest took the form of holding the Friday prayers in the street in the presence of around 60 Israeli soldiers. The protesters dispersed after the imam gave a speech to the worshippers and protesters calling for an ongoing nonviolent resistance to end the Israeli occupation. For IMEMC, this is Mary Smith reporting.
Israeli Prime Minister and Palestinian President met this week in Jerusalem for peace talks, which are underway between the two sides. The meeting ended with no concrete results, as Palestinians insist that Israel should fulfil its obligations under the Roadmap Peace Plan. IMEMC's Fouad Azir explains.
The Israeli government declared it would remove 50 roadblocks in the West Bank earlier this week. As of yet, nothing has been observed on the ground, while Israeli settlement activity goes unabated. Senior Palestinian negotiator Sa'eb Ereqat commented on the situation during a briefing in Ramallah.
Israel must stop settlement activity, including natural growth within those settlements. The trust in peace must be regained. The continued settlement activity destroys this trust, puts any future peace deal at risk.
Next Monday, U.S. President George W. Bush, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, and Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert will participate in a three-day summit hosted by Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak at the Red Sea Sharm el-Sheikh Resort in an attempt to revitalize Palestinian-Israeli peace talks. In the meantime, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert stated on Thursday that Israel will deliver a severe blow to the ruling Hamas party in Gaza following a cross-border attack on an Israeli fuel terminal to the east of Gaza City on Wednesday. Olmert told a rally in Tel Aviv that Hamas will not be able to kill Israeli civilians. In the Gaza Strip, the ruling Hamas party warned of an imminent escalation of the situation in light of the continued Israeli siege of the coastal enclave. Khalil al-Haya, a local leader of Hamas in Gaza, said in a press conference this week that the Palestinian masses besieged in Gaza might be obliged to cross the Gaza-Egypt border lines in protest of the Israeli siege. He added that Egyptian Hamas talks over reopening the Rafah crossing terminal have failed. Cairo issued firm warnings against any breach of its borders and threateningly declared that it knows how to protect its borders. Diplomatic sources in Egypt told AFP that Egyptian troops on the borderlines with Gaza will be reinforced in order to prevent a recurrence of the event in which tens of thousands of besieged Palestinians flooded into Egypt on January 23rd of this year. Hamas spokesperson in Gaza, Fawzi Barhoum, denied that Hamas has planned to direct the Palestinian masses toward reopening the borders with Egypt.
We would like to confirm that so far no Hamas leader or official has stated that Hamas plans to direct the Palestinian masses towards reopening the crossing or the borders, and we do not know what the Palestinian masses' reaction will be.
On January 23rd, Egypt experienced hundreds of thousands of Gazans entering Egyptian territories to stock up on goods made scarce because of the Israeli closure of crossing points into and out of Gaza since June of last year. Meanwhile, Hamas leaders in Palestine and in exile blamed Israel for the failure of Egyptian-mediated talks over a potential ceasefire with Israel, as well as a prisoners' exchange which would have seen the release of 350 Palestinian political prisoners in exchange for captured Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit. Speaking from Damascus, Musa Abu Marzouq, a senior leader in the Hamas movement, said that his party is unwilling to release Shalit and is ready to negotiate over his bones unless Israel agrees to the release of the Palestinian political prisoners that Hamas has requested. Abu Marzouq also blamed Israel for the failure of ceasefire talks, saying that his party has offered a comprehensive truce that includes an end to Israeli attacks on both the Gaza Strip and the West Bank in return for cessation of homemade shells fired into Israeli areas. On the internal level, Mohammed Nazal, a senior exiled Hamas leader, told the Qatar-based AlJazeera.net that a Hamas-Fatah conciliation deal is far from being reached, expressing his party's readiness to initiate unconditional dialogue with the Fatah party headed by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. The democratically elected Hamas party took over the Gaza Strip in June of 2007 amidst a power struggle with President Abbas's Fatah party. For IMEMC.org, this is Fuad Azir.
This week, the continual Israeli army attacks and siege on the Gaza Strip have left 24 Palestinians killed. From Gaza, IMEMC's Rami Omagari with the details.
Two Palestinian fighters from the ruling Hamas party have been reportedly killed by two Israeli airstrikes on the southern part of the Gaza Strip on a Friday. Palestinian medical sources reported that Mohammed al-Najjar and Amin al-Najjar arrived dead to the Al-Nasser hospital in Khan Yunis city in the southern Gaza Strip. Palestinian security sources said the Israeli airstrikes were carried out early on a Friday morning in the Khuza'a village to the east of Khan Yunis city in southern Gaza Strip. On Friday midday, medical sources in the northern part of the Palestinian coastal region reported that an Israeli shelling left 6 Palestinians killed and 17 injured, among them children. A total of 8 Palestinians, including 3 children, were killed on Wednesday in 3 Israeli airstrikes that targeted Gaza City. 2 fighters were killed shortly after attacking Nahal Oz Israeli military base and killing 2 soldiers. Eyewitnesses reported that the Israeli Air Force carried out a series of airstrikes that targeted areas in the eastern and northern parts of the Gaza Strip, killing 6 residents. Earlier on Wednesday morning, 1 Israeli soldier and 1 Palestinian resistance fighter were killed in clashes between Palestinian resistance fighters and Israeli troops invading the southern part of the Gaza Strip. On Wednesday midday, 5 Palestinian patients died after the Israeli army prevented them from leaving the coastal region. The 5 were chronically ill, and doctors said they have been attempting to get them out of Gaza for months to get the life-saving medical care they require, but the army refused their applications for exit permits. These deaths bring the number of Palestinian patients who died in Gaza due to the Israeli siege to 130, with reports of many more facing a risk of death due to the Western-backed Israeli siege. The Israeli army has placed the Gaza Strip under total siege since June 2007, leaving 1.5 million Gazans lacking fuel, medicine, food, and water. On Tuesday, a Palestinian fighter was killed by an Israeli army shell east of Jabalia refugee camp in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. The sources said that 2 other Palestinians were injured in the same Israeli shelling. On Sunday, a 5-year-old child was killed by Israeli army gunfire in the central Gaza Strip refugee camp of Al Buraid. Abdullah Bahar, 5, was dead on arrival at the hospital from shrapnel entering various parts of his head and body. Witnesses said that an Israeli army force backed by tanks invaded the eastern areas of Al Buraid refugee camp close to the Gaza-Israel border line and opened fire at residents' homes. On Saturday, a Palestinian farmer, Rifat Mansour, 33, was killed and another was injured after Israeli forces backed by armored vehicles invaded the Jabalia area north of the Gaza Strip and opened fire at farmers there. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Almivari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli army has invaded the Palestinian communities in the West Bank at least 30 times. During those attacks, the Israeli troops kidnapped 65 Palestinian civilians. IMEMC's Manar Jabrin with the details.
With those 65 kidnapped by the Israeli army this week, the number of Palestinians living in the West Bank kidnapped by Israel since the beginning of 2008 has mounted to 875. 4 Palestinians were shot and injured when the Israeli army invaded the village of Tafuh, located near the southern West Bank city of Hebron on Thursday. Local sources reported that Israeli troops stormed the village, then searched and ransacked a number of homes. Local youth hurled stones at the invading forces and the army fired rounds of live ammunition and rubber-coated metal bullets. 4 were injured. Medical sources in the village said that the 4 sustained moderate wounds and were treated at a local clinic in the village. Palestinian medical sources reported on Wednesday evening that one Palestinian youth was shot and moderately wounded by Israeli military gunfire in Beit Rima village, north of the central West Bank city of Ramallah. The youth was identified as Jamal Samih al-Rimawi, 17. Local sources reported that clashes took place between dozens of youth and Israeli forces. The soldiers invaded the village from its western entrance. Soldiers fired rounds of live ammunition, concussion and gas bombs. On Tuesday, the Israeli state prosecutor demanded an extension to the period given by the Israeli High Court of Justice to the army to justify the army decision to close schools and orphanages in the southern West Bank city of Hebron. On the 25th of February 2008, the General of Command, GOC, of the Israeli army issued closure, evacuation and confiscation orders on properties and institutions funded by the Islamic Charitable Society based in Hebron City. 3 schools and 2 orphanages serving 7,000 children, 300 of whom are living in the society buildings, faced an April 1st deadline for the closure. Abdul Karim Farrah, the legal advisor of the Islamic Charitable Society, says the society is legal and only answers to the Palestinian Authority law.
The society is legally registered and it's operating since 1962. It is located in the Palestinian Authority control areas, according to the Oslo Agreement, in which all control, management and security were given in those areas to the Palestinian Authority. So, the BA is the one responsible for this organization.
Last week, the society went to the Israeli High Court of Justice, which on April the 2nd had allotted the Israeli military 4 days to give the High Court full justification for the closure and evacuation. At the end of the period, which ended Monday, the army did not justify the closure order, and instead on Tuesday, they demanded more time. For IMEMC.org, this is Manar Jibril.
And that's just some of our news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, check out our website, imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. This is Louisa Whiting, Ghassan Banoura.